penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KD8BDF to the station just calling. Your signal is pretty weak on my end. If you can put your power up.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, monitoring the frequency and standing by.
WYRC Mobile.
WEYC, AC8FJ.
Yeah, how you doing? Head back to LaPierre from Davison. Looks like it's a nice day, 81 degrees already, oh my gosh. How you doing? Name here is Mike.
Mike, this is Richard. Doing just fine now. Last couple of days it was pretty hot and humid, setting up a couple antennas, and unfortunately right in the direct sun. As I try to line them up, I gotta look up in the sky to make sure I got my guy wires straight.
Yeah, real good. Sunday we had an open house at my house. And it was hot and humid then. I'm glad we had a tent and I'm glad there was a breeze.
Yeah, I'm over at Deepray Scout Ranch in Metamora. We have a special event station here, also teaching the radio nerd badge. And this afternoon we're going to have some scouts here who are going to be looking for operators to have a little CUSA with as part of their badge requirement.
That sounds good, yeah. Fire up the LaPierre machine and I don't know if that's the one you're on or not, but yeah, we'll get some people out there. I'm sure there's somebody will come back to them. There's, you know, five or six repeaters tied into all linked together, so I'm sure you'll get a response.
I'll be glad because I did email the club about a week or two before, letting them know that I'll be monitoring and looking for operators during this week. So hopefully the message got spread during their meeting or in the newsletter, and we'll see what happens. I've done this in the past, so they've all come out and very helpful.
Yeah, real good. All right, well, we'll look forward to that. You say that's later on this afternoon.
All righty, Mike, we'll let you go there, and I'll be back later, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, have a great day there, and hope you are successful with your open house.
Yeah, it was Sunday. Open house is already gone. time to clean up. 7-3, and talk to you later, WAYRC.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, AC8FJ, monitoring the frequency in the operators within listening view.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
The W8YRC, the Desert Scouts down there.
Hello there, Mike. Yes, we have a few candidates. We call them Eagle candidates here. And you fulfilled most of the very badge requirements. And just need to have a Q-Still with an operator if you're able to. It's been a few minutes.
I can do that. I'm sitting here making contacts around the world, so I might as well do this one here right now, too.
Hello, I'm Natalie Nixon. I am at the Boy Scout Ranch in Bryan. I am taking the radio merit badge, and I have to have a Q-Star with a radio operator.
Well, real good. I used to be in Scouts a long time ago. Then I was a Scoutmaster, so welcome to Scouting, and you work on your merit badge. That's good. Communications, you got to have communication, so that's a good thing.
I have almost all my Eagle merit badges, and I'm starting to work on my Eagle project.
Almost got your Eagle. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's a good accomplishment.
I'm hoping to either interview veterans for war stories or clean veterans' graves.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, keep up the good work, and anything you can do, it helps out.
Thank you for your time. It was very nice talking to you. 7-3.
Yeah, good job on the radio. Maybe you'll be an amateur radio operator one day. 7-3. WYRC. I'll be right back.
They will be standing by.
WAYRC back.
WAYRC, H8FJ. Just to let you know that for the last 5 years, we, the Boy Scouts, have introduced the program to young ladies. And since that time, I believe there's almost 5,000 who have become Eagle Scouts. So this has been going on, but not as advertised. Also, even though it's still called Boy Scouts of America down in Texas, the program is called Scouting America now. So I'll give you the next Eagle candidate here.
Hi, I'm Kate Marchand, and I'm at D-Bar Scout Ranch in Metamora. I'm taking radio merit badge, and would like to have a Q-Star with you.
Real good. I didn't catch your name, but my name is Mike. I live in Lapeer, not too far from Metamora. I've been in amateur radio for quite a few years, so welcome. And how long, you say you're working on your Eagles? Are you almost complete?
I'm and I think just a few Eagle Acquired merit badges away, and then I need some just regular merit badges. I'm a star rank right now, so pretty close.
All right, good for you. Yeah, it's a good accomplishment. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, yeah.
What is your age?
I'm 13.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, I was in Scouts, 1967.
That's really cool. What's your favorite thing about radio?
There's no favorite, I guess. I'm on FT8. It's digital. I'm talking around the world right now. Talk to England and France. I've been an amateur radio operator since 1979, so I got all the toys here to play, all digital stuff, of course, and I have high frequency and talk around the world on that. So, yeah, there's really, we have our club meetings in Lapeer. We have 73 club members, so we're doing real well there. So, all in all, I guess it's all my favorite. And we go out and help people sometimes and for races and different things. So, Skywarn, we do that a little bit of that. So, back to you.
Cool. Well... thank you so much. It was really nice to talk to you. 73.
7 threes to you, too. So, the next one.
More Eagle candidates for you. Just to let you know, this camp has been going on for 31 years. I've been involved with it in the past 9 years. And also, using the K2BS, they spoke a call sign reserved for this week. I have something in the QST, the special events listed. And in between, I've been playing with the 13 Colonies contact and also with the Canada Day celebration. I'm live in Westland and outside Detroit area there, and I do know a number of operators in Windsor, so we have meetings together, and there's a handful of us on this side of the border that talk with them. So we're trying to make as many contacts as we can with the Canadians today.
Yeah, they had a 3-digit two. I think it was WW, I can't remember, but I've been in contact with them. I have about 3/4 of the 13 colonies on FT8 done right now.
Hello there. I'm Rune Fredrickson, currently part of Grey Troop, but of Steve R.A. Scott Brand, but originally part of 227 of St. Francis of CC. I'm currently taking the radio merit badge, as you can probably guess, and I need to hold a QSO with someone over the radio.
All right, real good. Yeah, I was a member of the Scout Ranch up here, not the ranch, but I guess they got rid of it now, but there was one, a big one here in Lapeer. Can't think of the name of it right now, but both my sons were in scouting, so it's been a good outfit here for a long time. I'm not sure why they got rid of it here, but the Boy Scout and Girl Scout camp both gone. So, back to you. Name here is Mike.
Jeez, that's a shame. You said your sons were a part of Boy Scouts. What rank were they?
That was many years ago. They're both in their 40s now, and I cannot... they were working on their Eagle and did not finish, so...
They got into a different organization, and now they're both in working full time, and both got very good jobs. One got into AutoCAD, and the other one got into IT. So they both, one works from home, and I guess the other one can too. But anyway, he goes into, he works in Commerce Township. He lives and works in Plymouth. So anyway, I had not had any grandkids get into scouting yet, but I started 127, Troop 127. I got that back going again years ago when I was in 127. It disbanded, and I realized it was gone, and got it back going again, and it's still going today.
That's really great to hear. If they've done, let's see, if they had, were working on their Eagle Scout thingy, Eagle Scout project, they must have been, they got it pretty far up. Anyway, let's see what else. Yeah. Oh, wait, I did have a question. Since I heard from my Marist Chancellor that ham radio operators have, like, contests, are there any contests you've won?
Any contests to won? Well, there's not a winning. They call them awards. Everybody, if they participate and do well, they get an award. So basically it's something, a piece of paper saying you did the contest and you completed, or you know, partial, depends on what it is. And then I always laminate it and put it on the wall, so I have several on the wall.
I did. Okay, then. So, any you can call to mind that you participated in?
I did not copy that part. What'd you say?
That's right. I said. I didn't realize no winning. So maybe just, can you call to mind any that you participated in any recently? Any cool ones?
Not legally. I'm working on one right now. It's called 13 Colonies, and 13 Colonies. It's for the colonial days, for it's 4th of July contest. So that's what I'm working on right now. About halfway through, I got one contact in France and one in England, and then you got to do the ones in the United States. So that's what I'm working on right now.
That sounds really cool. Hey, I have a question. Throughout this AmeriBed, doing ham radio has been sounding pretty cool, especially with the contest you get to go. It sounds like something that could be fun, you know, if you have time to do it. So, do you have any advice for someone who's considering maybe in a few years trying out ham radio?
Yeah, there is a program online you can study. And if you live close to Lapeer, or if you come to Lapeer and take your test, before you're 18 years old, anybody up to 18 or a female, we give away a free HT, handheld radio, brand new. And then we give the test in Lapeer. So that's what we've been doing. So there's a program called, I will tell you in a second, it's Ham Radio Prep, and that's a program that you can learn. You get to start out with your technician, then it's general, then extra. So you can do, like, if you live close to Lapeer, we have classes coming up. And but you can do all of it online and get your license. And if you want to come and see us, we will give you a test, or you can do that online also.
that's really interesting. I'll have to remember that. Well, it's been good talking to you. So, yeah, thanks. Cindy Cruz.
73-WAYRC.
AYRC-AC8FK. Well, thanks, Mike. Really appreciate it. These are the students from the who signed up ahead of time for the class. They're very wise to do so, to choose Radio Miravaz as one of the many ones that are being offered here. We have badges that are offered that you can really earn easily at other places. And for this camp, the scout has to be first class or higher in rank. And get required badges and then the optional type of badges. Now, when you and I were younger, there was something like 125 different merit badges now. We didn't have that kind of a selection in the past.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty good, though. That's definitely a big selection. And just pass on the information to the young ones there that WLAP.com, www.W8LAP.com. You can find out all about amateur radio and sign up if they're close to wanting to take a test or whatever. There's a lot of information on there for our club, from our club. So, 73, nice talking to you, W8YRC.
Thanks, Mike, and I'll see tomorrow is the day that scouts can choose additional merit badges other than what they started out with there, and we'll see if they have any more operators here until I tear down on Friday sometime. But in the meantime, I'll be working on the 13 colonies and also Canada Bay, that are still out there. So 73 to you, I really appreciate your time that you spent with us. The CDFK will be clear.
I can also get you on the input, too, so we can go to Simplex anytime. W8YRC.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
This is KF8AKV on the Central Michigan Emergency Network, hoping to get a radio check from someone.
KF8AKB, this is KF8EDQ. You're getting in just fine.
Oh, good news. Thank you very much. After about 4 months of farting around with this antenna adaptation I've been working on, I finally bolted her up today. You're my first contact with this configuration.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad you were able to get it straightened out. It's a very good feeling when everything's working as it should.
Yeah, there were days before with the old antenna that I couldn't even bonk a repeater and have the repeater answer me, let alone be understandable to anybody.
Yeah, you got to make sure, your antenna is more or less tuned to get a good SWR, which is the problem that I'm having with one of my antennas right now. I can't seem to hit a repeater. I don't know if it's my antenna setup or if there's a wall in my house I just can't transmit through. But I'll get that sorted out another time. I don't know. It's something. But it was good talking to you, and I'm glad your setup's working well for you. You're getting in nice and clear. This is KFA-EDQ, and I'll be clear.
KF8AKB will also be 73. I'm going to go try some other repeaters now. Thank you for the radio check.
This is KFA-DPK looking for a radio check.
YIL, it seems to be working good.
Thank you so much. This is KFA-DPK.
You're welcome, sir. How's my radio sound to you?
To that station asking for a signal report, you're coming in just fine. You're clear. This is KFA-EDQ.
Can you say one more time your call sign, please? This is KFA-EDQ.
Juliet, AC8FJ standing by monitoring the frequencies. Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet. Any operators out there? Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, AC8FJ. Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, monitoring the frequency. Any operators out there?
This is KFA-EDQ. I'm just answering your call out there. How's your day going?
What was that call again, KFA?
Yes, so please come back with your call sign as well. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, KFA-EDQ.
This is Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, AC8FJ, Rich. We are operating special event station today at Ybarra Scout Ranch in Metamora, teaching the radio merit badge, along with K2BSA Stroke 8 Special Event Station, Voice of America. And I have a Eagle Candidate Scout here, who, as part of the requirement for the radio merit badge, would like to have a short QSO with you if you're available.
Yep, copy that. I'm down for a brief exchange. I just recently got my ham ticket maybe 6 weeks ago, so I'm still relatively new. But I'd love to do a QSO.
That's wonderful. Let me give you the camera on here, and just want to get familiar with what it's like operating in the air with no cell phone charge.
Copy that. I will stand by for QSO. This is KF8EDQ. Most of what you said, would you mind speaking just a little bit more into the microphone and a little bit more loudly, and come back with your last transmission just the way it was?
Aaron Skinner. I'm part of Troop 110 out of Farmington Hills, Michigan. I'm taking first aid, family life radio, and citizenship at DBRA Center Ranch. What got you into ham radio?
Yes, very interesting question. Well, originally, I was always interested in radio controlled toys, like remote control cars. I think I had an airplane and even a boat at one point. And I was always interested in a more powerful radio, because it always seems like the toy versions that we had as children, it didn't go very far, and I wanted something more powerful. But then, of course, you had to learn the limitations of the technology, and but that led me to get my first FRS radio, and then I didn't get into GMRS or ham until maybe a couple of months ago, but I just, you know, it kind of reminded me, I've never at once paid for cable TV. And because I never watch TV, but I like to have the antenna. There's free TV out there using an antenna, and also there's free communication using an antenna as well. It's a completely different communication. Way for people to, you know, to get word around. And let me break for a moment. And I find that the community of people that are on the radio are a very friendly group. So welcome. You know, I hope you get your ham ticket, get your punch soon. So if you're studying for that, it's been a pleasure. Do you have any other questions? You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for the question. This is KFA-EDQ.
KFA-EDQ, AC-8FJ, Rich here. Thanks for having a little keystone. They have a roundabout knowledge about radio and the different forms of communication, whether it's through a transceiver or receiver, how signals travel around the Earth, and maybe spark an interest in becoming a ham operator as a hobby, as they're anywhere from 87 to 103. And within the Boy Scouts now, for the last 5 years, we have included girls in the program. The program, as of June, is called Scouting America, even though Boy Scouts of America name still exists from our headquarters in Texas. So the girls have been in troops within the last 5 years, and it's either an all-boys troop or an all-girls troop, but not a mixed troop, but you can camp together and use various badges. So at the camp here, we have a number of scouters, first class or older, who are earning various merit badges, some required ones and other optional ones, in the hopes that they can have enough their badges and perform a service project before they turn 18 and become an adult. As of this time, since girls are newer in the program, we must have something like close to 5,000 girl Eagle Scouts, but we call everybody all scouters, just for your information.
Thank you very much for that information, KCAFJ, if I have that call sign correct, hopefully. Yes, I was never in a scout program or anything like that as a young man, so I'm glad there's people out there still doing it, and this is a very interesting hobby, as you can get all kinds of information just by listening. But, it's been a pleasure. This is KFA-EDQ, and I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Well, thanks for coming out and spending the time, and just
give our scouters some information and know what it's like transmitting in the air. Nothing to be scared about, and we appreciate that. So ACFJ will be clear with KFA-EDQ, returning the repeater back to normal activity.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is Kilo Echo 8, we are in the air, following the antenna test. Stay on the air.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.